To the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics and in life. We would like to thank our sponsors tremendously. Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. You are feeling weighed down by a plethora of problems, both big and small. They seem to require more and more of your attention, but you must not give in to those demands. When the difficulties in your life feel as if they're closing in on you, break free by spending quality time with me. You need to remember who I am in all my power and glory. Then humbly bring me your prayers and petitions. Your problems will pale when you view them in the light of my presence. You can learn to be joyful in me, your Savior, even in the midst of adverse circumstances. Rely on me, your strength. I make your feet like the feet of a deer, enabling you to go on the heights. Exodus 3 and 14 says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Again, that was Exodus 3 and 14. So today's episode is taking your power back. I needed to do this episode because I know that a lot of us out there need some encouragement. This is the episode for you, especially if you don't know what to do. I'm talking to all athletes. I'm talking to parents. You might be discouraged out there. You're in your feelings. You don't know what decisions to make. But I think we all need to remind ourselves who we are. So this is that episode for you, taking your power back. We're going to give you three steps on doing that. Number one, have a voice. And I know sometimes it's hard to voice what you're thinking, especially if you have people around you that are intimidating and you feel like you're really small and you don't have the authority to say anything. I'm going to encourage you right now to have a voice. We all have a voice on and in our life. You know, don't be afraid to express it. You know, demand respect. Stand for your values. Don't let anyone take your voice away from you. You know, you want your voice to have purpose and have some substance. So know that you have a voice no matter what, and it matters. Your voice matters. Number two, have courage. And I know that's easy to say, and I know sometimes it's hard to do, but sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. You have to feel like, you know what, I can do this, even though you don't feel that way. Eventually, you will. Make sure that you are fearless, even when you feel you're not. And that takes courage and that takes strength. Have faith. Have faith that you know that you're doing the right thing. Have faith knowing that you're standing in your values. Have faith that, you know what, I don't see it yet, but I know I can get there. I feel it inside of me. I know it's not happening at the moment. I don't see it at the moment, but I know deep inside my heart that it will happen. Have that type of courage to stand out and do what's best for you within your life. It takes courage to do the right things. And you know what? I commend anyone out there that has the courage to do so. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors and return. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. Today, our subject once again is taking your power back. We started the first two steps before the break. Number one was have a voice. Number two is have courage. And number three is move forward and stay strong. At this point, you need to think about what you want the outcome of your future to be. And how do you move towards it? First of all, you have to stay strong through everything, through the ups and downs, through all the challenges and adversity that you may face. You know, stay strong throughout it. Everything is a life lesson. And sometimes those life lessons can be very difficult. But stand in your truth and know what you want, especially as an athlete. Yes, we love the sport that you may be doing, but at the end of the day, this is your life, this is your body, and you have to be fully happy with what you're doing. So at this point, you need to know what your desires are and what makes you happy. You know, moving forward and standing strong is very hard because even if you like it or not, you have people watching you. And if you're very successful at the sport that you're doing, you probably have younger athletes looking up to you. So you're a role model if you like it or not. So you have to kind of think about that too. What kind of legacy do you want? I know sometimes people think of people that are older and what legacy that they have, but you have to know as anyone, I don't care what age you are, if you were a child or not, there is a legacy that you have and that you should want to carry because we don't know how long we're here on earth. You know, tomorrow's not promised to anyone. What are we doing day to day that we can set a legacy for ourselves and our family and the world? I want you to think about that. You know, if something may happen to you, what are people going to think about how you lived your life? What did you bring to the table? How did you help someone else? What kind of integrity did you have? So I want you to think about that. Think about your future. Sometimes we let our power in the hands of others and give our power to the hands of others. And we have to realize this is our life. And I'm going to stand for what is right for me and what's best for me. So I hope that this episode gives you some encouragement and inspires you to do what you need to do for your life. Once again, taking your power back. Number one, have a voice. Number two, have courage. And number three, move forward and stay strong. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this wonderful podcast. Thank you so much for supporting us each and every week. If you would like to support the nonprofit of Gymnast United, Inc., you may go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org to support us. Have a blessed day. Stay encouraged. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.